The CDC updated today its COVID guidelines, dropping several key recommendations for communities and for schools, and noting that the virus is here to stay. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. William Schaffner, professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Which guidelines have been dropped?
Well, Brett, in the context of our being in a very different place today than we were a year ago, the CDC now is saying, for example, that if you've been exposed to COVID, no matter what your vaccination status, you don't have to quarantine. Just wear a mask and test yourself on day 5 to see whether you're positive. So not having to quarantine is a big change for an awful lot of people who were exposed. It will make their life easier. And they're also recommending that we don't do routine testing of school children anymore, because that really has not made a substantial contribution to curbing the spread of these Omicron variants that we have out there now that are so contagious.
I want to ask you a question, and it might come out as a smart aleck question, and I don't mean it to be. And that is, do you believe that most folks on an individual level are still paying attention to CDC guidelines? Because I find, at least among the people that I hang out with, everybody's kind of reached their own way, their own personal philosophy. They're either very conscious or they're not, and they're done with it. And it seemed to me that this nuance, new guidance, I just wonder who's paying attention still.
Well, I think a lot of people are in general paying attention, and then there's a segment of the population that follows this very closely. They're older, they have underlying illnesses, they're immune compromised, they're still being very careful. And you're right, Patty, for the rest of us, people are listening to the recommendations and then, shall we say, adapting them to their own circumstances.
Well, but it seems like the CDC is adapting to the public's circumstances. Why do I get the feeling that the CDC is just throwing up its arms, giving up?
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Because in comparison to a year ago, many more of us have been vaccinated. Many more of us have recovered from the actual illness itself. So our population immunity is vastly different. We don't have this surge of hospitalizations that we've had. So we're coming to new terms with the virus. It's not going to disappear. We're going to have a truce with it going forward. And as the CDC has always said, they're keeping up with the virus and changing their recommendations as the circumstances change.
Well, speaking of vaccinations and testing, we saw a study today that suggests that it's okay for pregnant women to get vaccinated and be safe.
That's something that people have been thinking for a very, very long time, and we're very excited to hear that because pregnant women need to have the protection of the vaccine just as everyone else does. There's a sense that a woman, should she acquire COVID, might be more inclined to have severe disease because of her pregnancy, she's somewhat immune compromised. That's certainly the case with influenza, and we think it's similar with COVID. So now she can get protected also.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine.